And Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana in the USA. Yes, sir. Heard twice today on the radio down here in Indiana. We may have some snow flurries. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. No tornadoes here lately. Praise God. It's getting a little bit like the Rocky Mountains down here. You know, we've had a little bit of snow flurries up there around my place, Angela and my place up there in the Idaho County, Idaho area from what we hear. And so we'll see what happens here in the next 24 hours. But we are probably the only people in all of Indiana to be ready for ice and snow. That's right. These old mountain folk, Angela and Jack McLam, has studded tires on their vehicle. That's right. And we told somebody that we had studded tires on our vehicle, and she says, "Oh, I know some studs that would like to have some tires." No, I said, "No, we have studded tires." She says, "What's studded tires?" You know, they just don't know about this in certain places in the United States. Same in Phoenix, Arizona. I was down there, and my son is in the auto repair business and tire business, and he hadn't heard about studded tires in years in the Arizona area there. So we're ready for anything that comes our way here, and we can just deal with it. Well, folks, very interesting. We're getting some great information coming into our police and military associations, and we want to thank all of you out there for sending in good information to us as you find something on the military or law enforcement and other things that we need to holler about and shout about to the American public. And we want to thank Bob Warren for sending this message to us about Alex Jones and Congressman Ron Paul's talk on talk radio on the Alex Jones show. Congressman Ron Paul warns of martial law by foreign troops. We'll get into that in a few minutes here. Some of you might have already heard about it, but it's so important to talk about. Ron Paul is really coming of age. He's beginning to talk about the things that need to be talked about. So we're just saying hallelujah to that. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's coming. It's coming. And there's people in our society today in high places that are beginning to absolutely agree and understand that a totalitarian world system and a totalitarian martial law system in America is coming, and maybe very, very soon. We have people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, who is speaking out incredibly. I mean, he's got another report here we're going to share with you tonight about the grave threat. The grave threat to America is the Bush administration. And then we have, we're going to share with you right now, Congressman Ron Paul's meeting with Alex Jones. He came on the talk show and they talked a little bit. And this is all recorded for you, by the way, and you can get a recording of it and listen to it like we have here. And Ron Paul is, we've known this man. Our police and military association has admired him for years and years and years. But he's never been as forward and straightforward as he is now with the answers to questions that are put before him. Yes. Some years back, he used to duck and dodge some of the questions because he wasn't sure yet that we couldn't win this thing nonviolently, redressing our grievances with our government. And I guess he's getting to the point like like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is and many others, believing that it's almost over. We've almost lost this thing. And so he's gotten a lot more direct with answering the questions, and here's a perfect example. Congressman Ron Paul was on with Alex Jones, and they talked about a number of things that are worthy of our consideration here. Here's what was said, or a part of what was said, let me say. You have to, and I will give you the website to go to listen to the whole communication between Alex Jones and Congressman Ron Paul when we finish this. Recently, he appeared and reiterated his deep concern that foreign troops are mobilizing outside and inside America to be used as assets in a martial law takeover by the Bush administration. Yes, and this is a quote now from Congressman Ron Paul. It says, it's a horrible precedent, and it's all part of the NAFTA scheme, the globalization and world government, he said. Obviously, they shouldn't be permitted, and that's foreign troops in here is what he's talking about. If you go to the website and listen to the actual interview, you'll understand better. But he says, what I'd like to see instead of foreign troops in here is that we don't have our troops, American troops, in foreign countries, and if we needed a National Guard, that they were back here at home. He says that's the biggest problem. Then if there was foreign troops on our soil, maybe our state officials could deal with that with our own National Guard. I mean, this is incredible statements by Congressman Ron Paul. He goes on to say, when he elaborated on his fear that after the next crisis, the government, in line with their own public statements, will use military assets to police America on a regular basis. Here's what he says. They're putting our backs against the wall, their backs against the wall, and saying, if need be, we're going to have martial law in the U.S. We've heard all these statements by the president, by the administration. Let's see. Why they need more militarism at the federal government to keep people in check so nobody knows how this will turn out in the end, but I do know that the only thing we can do about it is to alert the American people and what's going on we should be prepared for. Oh, forgive me, folks. I'm not over the cough yet, as you can see. All right, let me go over that again here. That's a very important statement here by Congressman Ron Paul. He said, we heard all these statements by the president, and the president has made statements that after the next natural disaster, he's going to call in the military to take care of us. And, of course, General Tommy Franks is one of the people that Congressman Ron Paul is when he says the administration has made these same statements. He says why they need more militarization at the federal government to keep people in check. So nobody knows how this will turn out, but I do know that the only thing we can do about it is to try to alert the American people to what's going on so they can be prepared. Paul offered his take on why the government seems to be acting in a deranged and reckless manner on every issue. Here's what he said. It's almost like they're going overboard, that they lose their rationality, and it's part of the reason why they usually fail, too. This is to get overly bold, and I think our government is overly bold, thinking they are invincible, and they feel invincible with their finances also. Our government controls the reserve currency of the world. They literally have the ability to print gold. Well, it's not the government, Congressman Ron Paul, but he knows that too. It's the Federal Reserve System, these international banksters and gangsters that have control of our finances in this nation and around the world. But he goes on, let's see here, and he gets into a few other areas, folks, but those were the important things I wanted to speak with you about tonight, that he knows that martial law is coming. If our people do not stand up at this time and do what we've done, just done, with the hate crimes legislation to put that down and put it in a box to be opened up again next year and try to run it through on us, if we don't do what we've done in many other areas just in the last months to put down legislation that was being brought upon us, for example, Congressman Ron Paul talks about mental testing. You remember the mental testing? Let's go over that part here real quick, and I'll make my point. In light of the recent shocking ruling, says Alex Jones, that authorized the EPA to conduct tests on orphans and mentally disabled children using pesticides, Ron Paul made comparisons with a proposed universal mental screening program that he previously had helped defeat. You will remember that, folks, that we had the president and his international crime buddies propose that every child in America be universally mentally screened and then be drugged if the government felt it was appropriate. Well, Congressman Ron Paul and others defeated that because you and I raise holy Cain over it. And so, folks, this shows that when we get out of our prayer closets and we get busy, we can put down these international criminals, and we do it repeatedly. So that's what Congressman Ron Paul wants. But he says about the recently shocking rulings that authorize the EPA to now conduct tests on orphan children and mentally disturbed children with pesticides. He says, I really thought that mental health testing and drugging was so evil and horrible, but this, I think, can even be a little bit worse than they talked about testing these children with these chemicals. But that's just confirmation, once again, he says, that we, as a country, have been careless, and we've allowed our government to act as parents of our children, and in spite of the shortcomings of some parents in society, parents do a much better job than government. Talking about children being in government care being five times more likely to be abused, the congressman voted for those kinds of measures. And why congressmen voted for those kind of measures, Paul stated this. The results of government child care is so horrible, you'd think maybe a little bit of logic would cause them to rethink their position, but it doesn't seem to happen. On the subject of his drive, Congressman Ron Paul's drive, to get the U.S. out of the U.N., Paul stated and pointed out the staged good cop, bad cop nature of the U.S.-U.N. relationship. He says the Bush administration started bashing the U.N. and threatening the U.N. with cutting some of the funding, but it was all a game. They were playing because they literally gave the U.N. more power behind our backs in the name of reform. He finishes up by saying, who do we have at the U.N.? This man, Bolton, the neocon warmonger, and actually what they've done is taken the neocon position on intervening on the internal affairs of other nations and regime change, and they've institutionalized it in the United Nations now. Now the United Nations is in the business of regime change. Folks, a number of things we can say about this, but what I want to drive home tonight is this. The officials that are on our side, and there are not many of them, the top officials that are on our side, like Congressman Ron Paul, people like Dr. Paul, Craig Roberts, and a few others, you can see how worried they are because they're beginning to take the gloves off and starting to slug it out by telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And Congressman Ron Paul always told the truth, but on a number of issues that we approached him with, our two police and military associations, some years back, he fudged on them. He didn't want to talk about them. He didn't want to take them up because they were hot potatoes. But right now, we see our good leaders in the Congress and in the state houses, or in the states, that is. There's no good governor out there. They're all globalists. Becoming worried about their own children and grandchildren growing up as slaves in this society. So it's a wonderful thing to see, and it's happening as a real positive in this nation. We'll be right back, folks.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the program, folks. I guess I'm not over my cough. I've been coughing a little bit today, better than yesterday. It's going around away slowly, so apologize once again tonight for getting choked up here a few times. I hope I can get through the program without any more problems. But it's slowly going away, so just say a little prayer for me tonight. I get through the program, okay? All right. Now, we have some callers on the line, but I want to go on just a little bit further here, callers, if you'd hang on, and we'll come to you right after I talk about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts here in just a few minutes. Now, I kind of disagree with him a little bit because some things he's just a little off base on, but basically, what is going on here, folks, is that more and more Americans, like our listeners out there, are becoming activists. Our listeners, you brothers and sisters out there of ours, you're calling, sending emails, making noise, handing out tapes, informing people, waking people up at such a rate that Congressman Ron Paul thinks it's time, for several reasons, to speak out and take the gloves off like he's doing now, like never before, is because we're rallying. People are begin to rally up behind him like never before. And we defeated the hate crimes legislation, which was an all-out war of the communists and the leftists in our administration. and the international crime families that control the administration to push through that hate crimes legislation, and we put it down. And so it's getting to a point where we're beginning to see that as more of us stand up and speak out, that encourages leaders to stand up and take a strong stand against martial law and the suspension of the U.S. Constitution, because indeed they have children and grandchildren themselves. Here's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the grave threat of the Bush administration. According to the news report at the U.S. Naval Academy speech on Wednesday, President Bush will announce plans for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. Well, folks, as you know, that didn't happen. All right, but the speech hadn't happened yet, and so Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, believed that was going to happen. He said it will be diverting to watch the propagandists at Fox News flip-flop with the White House line and explain now how it is time to cut and run after all. Well, you and I know that's not going to happen, folks, because we've seen the plan. And I've read the plan on the air twice on my show over the last 6 months, that the international crime cabal is giving George Bush's marching orders. And the marching orders tell him that he's going to Syria next Iran next, Lebanon and so forth, taking over the whole Middle East from the Nile to the Euphrates River. We even have a picture of the map showing the area that will be taken over at our two police and military associations. And so, of course, this isn't going to happen. We're not going to cut run. We're going to keep control. Even after we install this phony government there and we get the phony government running, puppet government of the international crime lords, we're going to keep thousands and thousands of U.S. troops there in the 14 to 16 permanent bases that are being established right now. A month ago, the administration's line was that cutting and running was the dastardly act of cowards and traitors who would abandon our troops and all they have fought for. A month ago, senior U.S. commanders in Iraq said that the U.S.-trained new Iraqi army only had 700 troops who could operate independently of U.S. support. Now, folks, that's a month ago. Did you hear what the president said tonight? That there's 10 battalions out there, or so, over 10 battalions that are ready. Now, who's right? Is it his U.S. commanders, senior U.S. commanders, or is it the president? Well, you think about that. Now, suddenly, the new Iraq has the troops to do the job, and the America's soldiers can come home. Isn't that wonderful? What this means is that the Republican pollsters have made it clear that the Republicans cannot win next year's congressional elections if the U.S. is still mired in Iraq. The war is unpopular. A large majority of Americans do not believe the war was justified, and they no longer support it. Politicians, and especially Republicans, have no prospect of rehabilitating Bush if he keeps the country bogged down in a pointless war. The war, in other words, no longer serves the Republicans' political interests and must be gotten rid of. So much for staying the course. What will happen in Iraq to Iraq and the Middle East, no one knows. Our concerns need to be directed at what happens here in the U.S. Bush's war against Iraq might be over, but the police state Bush built at home is still in place for all Americans. On November 27th, Walter Pincus reported in the Washington Post that the Pentagon is expanding its domestic surveillance activity and that all sorts of proposals are afoot to allow military agencies to spy on law-abiding Americans and to build secret dossiers on citizens. The demand for a police state powers, he said, is to be necessary in order to fight the war on terror. We'll be right back after the break, folks, and finish up this Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' very important article here. He's sure hitting it on the head in several places here, even though he believes that the president may start withdrawing troops. We'll be right back.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Now, as I'm reading this, please keep in mind that this is not a hamburger flipper. Praise God for hamburger flippers. I just had one today. They're doing a good job out there. But this is not a hamburger flipper at your local diner. This is the Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, saying these things, folks. It is incredible, and it's wonderful. He says, on November 27, Walter Pincus reported in the Washington Post that the Pentagon is expanding its domestic surveillance activity, and all sorts of proposals are afoot to allow military agencies to spy on law-abiding citizens and to build secret dossiers on these citizens. The demand for a police state power is said to be necessary in the fight to fight the war on terror. Considering the drastic Gestapo-type activities which Washington is clamoring today, a person would think that America is being overwhelmed by terrorist attacks. Aha! Now just file that away in your mind, folks, because what will cause Bush to look like a hero is more terrorist attacks, will it not? And then all of this will make sense, all this martial law, all this military rule in America. But I digress. Let's go back to Dr. Paul Paul Roberts, okay? He says, yet, despite an aggressive and brutal war that Bush has been waging in Iraq for going on 3 years now, terrorist attacks in the U.S. are even more rare than an honest politician. I like this guy. There has not been a terror attack since September 11, 2001, more than 4 years ago. The Bush administration's hype about terrorism serves no purpose other than to build a police state, and that is far from dangerous to Americans, more dangerous to Americans than terrorists. Ever since the war on terror was initiated by the Bush administration, the U.S. has been holding large numbers of detainees, and that's in quotation marks, by chance or the laws of probability. A few of these people might actually fit the definition of a terrorist. The vast majority, however, are innocents picked up in a equivalent of a Stalin-era KGB street sweep. Many are hapless people sold by warlords to the U.S. in order to receive cash rewards for turning in alleged terrorists. Despite the large number of alleged terrorists or enemy combatants, both in quotation marks, that are being held, the Bush administration simply hasn't a shred of evidence with which to bring these detainees to trial. If truth be known, the detainees were merely props for Bush's hype about the terrorist threat. The detainees were arrested in order to make Americans feel safe and at ease with their police state today. Perhaps the most famous of the alleged terrorists, a man held for more than 3 years, is the dirty bomber Jose Padilla. Padilla was a grave threat, allegedly a grave threat, who was going to set off a radioactive dirty bomb in a U.S. city. The charge never made any sense. If Al-Qaeda had a dirty bomb, they certainly wouldn't entrust it to the loudmouth Padilla, who was being followed around by FBI agents. Such a weapon would be kept secret and trusted only to the most competent and proven hands. Who could possibly believe that top Al-Qaeda operatives would meet and plot with Jose Padilla? The Bush administration has itself given up on its Padilla fantasy after 3 years of hype about this most dangerous of terrorists who allegedly intended to kill large numbers of Americans. The government's indictment doesn't mention dirty bombs or the murder of Americans at all. Did you hear that, folks? The government's indictment of this man doesn't even mention dirty bombs or murder of Americans. Instead, Padilla's been indicted for conspiring to commit at any place outside the United States acts that would be considered murder. What a charge. What a stupid charge. Here's the charge. To commit in any place outside the United States acts that would constitute murder. That's a charge. But this is what he's been charged with. They made that up as they go, folks. And then he's been charged with purposely advancing violent jihad. I must laugh. As an old cop and being in court so often, they're making these things up, folks. Padilla is also charged with conspiracy to provide material support for the terrorists. And we know in law enforcement, of course, and all you lawyers out there know, a catch-all phrase, if you don't have anything on anybody, is to charge them with conspiracy. And usually you can get a conviction by just charging them with conspiracy. So they charge you with conspiracy to provide material support for terrorists. In other words, they don't have a case against this man. They've held in detention away from his attorneys, away from his family for 3 years, folks. In other words, the government has no case against Padilla and is putting him on trial in the U.S. for conspiring to kill unidentified foreigners in an effort to overthrow an unidentified foreign country. His case is lumped in with a case against four other persons, one or more of whom may have committed an actual crime that could be used to tar them all, but they don't know. Both the Attorney General and President of the United States branded Padilla a grave threat to the lives of Americans. After 3 years of this propaganda, all the U.S. government can come up with is the trumped-up charge of conspiracy to kill foreigners and to provide support for terrorists. A police state has to catch enemies in order to keep the people frightened and appreciative of the watchful eyes of their police state. This man is right on target here. Now that the Padilla case has evaporated, the Bush administration has come up with a replacement Now they've snatched an American student of Arab descent who was studying at a Saudi Arabian university. He's been indicted by a federal grand jury for conspiracy to assassinate President Bush. The indictment rests on the confession wrung out of a young man by torture in a Saudi prison. Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, you can see, my point is, these men are on fire for liberty, okay? And they're on fire for liberty because this thing is almost here. This martial law, the suspension of the Constitution is almost here. And the second reason, more and more Americans like you listeners out there are getting fire in your belly, getting out of your prayer closets and starting to make noise and starting to inform your friends, your relatives, and get the fire in their belly started. And these guys are stepping forward, and you'll find more of our leaders stepping forward and joining our side as we awake and get active and doing what God told us to do. What did God tell us to do, folks? You recall in Isaiah 62, he said, never hold your peace day or night. We're to be watchmen on the walls and never hold our peace day or night. Are you doing that? Are you still hiding your light under a bushel? Or have you got that light out and you're fanning the flame? I hope you are, folks, because God expects us to stand up against his enemies and the enemies of this republic that was once based on biblical foundations. We have no reason not to stand. We have every reason to come out and do all we can to stand in the face of this ungodly tyranny that's sweeping our land today. Let's go to our phone calls right now. We didn't open the phone lines up, but my goodness, we've got some people want to talk tonight. So let's go right now to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Jack, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Well, I just wanted to say, Jack, you know, I hear all of these, especially the Padilla thing. I've used that to talk to some of these neocons in the past because that's the one thing that if everybody researches and looks at, you know, we know, Jack, in the eyes of God, it's wrong to hold anybody without a charge. But an American citizen, you can break through the brainwashing and the brain freeze that most of these people go through when you just tell them, this man is an American citizen held for 3 years. If he's guilty, whatever the charges are, let's go ahead and get it done. I mean, none of us want him free. If he's trying to blow up anything, we want him in jail or the death penalty, whatever it would be, if it's justified, have it taken care of. But he's an American citizen. That certainly needs to be something that we use to kind of wake people up. But I just wanted to say, I believe that there's no question, I think, that God is working in this situation. And, you know, to try and keep track of their doublethink, when I watch the news and it seems as if they're giving us information, and I get more worried, Jack, when I see them showing some of their colors on TV, because it just seems to me that more brainwashing, and Alex does a great job of kind of breaking through some of that, but I think what I see coming is this assault on Christianity. I have a feeling that there's a lot of false leaders out there in the church as well who are going to rise
sure are,
up
brother.
And things go real bad, and they're going to lead many to make some foolish decisions because, as we know, when we're people are afraid, they panic. So I would say pray to God, ask God for guidance, and always stand up for the truth, but certainly those of us who are leaving God out of it and following the minister, It's going to be a tough time because things are going to get bad in this country, and I have a feeling that these false ministers are going to come out, and people are going to be so afraid, Jack, that they're going to do just about whatever they tell them. And I'm real concerned about that, and I just encourage everyone, pray for discernment and keep your head in the Bible and don't follow any man because, you know, the Word tells us you trust in man, and it's not going to work for you. So God bless you, Jack, and all you do. And I think also before I hang up, we have to pray for these men like Paul Craig Roberts, Ron Paul, and pray for others that, like you said, they're out there.
They're out there.
And God will get them as well.
Yes, let them have a conviction of their heart. Say, Patrick, listen, you make a lot of sense, brother, and you're right on target with we've got to put God first because, as you know, Patrick, it is God himself who has turned his back on America, the country that the only nation in the history of the world that was founded on his word, the Holy Bible. And we've turned our back on God, and he is putting this hand of oppression on us. And if enough of us get out of our prayer closets, Patrick, and start standing up against his enemies like he's told us in the Bible to do, and trying to reoccupy the institutions that he told us to occupy until his return, I think we're going to see this change because God is going to be impressed. He always has been throughout biblical history. When his people turn back to him, he's healed their land. And that's what he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So, Patrick, thank you for your wisdom, brother. I hope you'll call back again, okay? All right. Let's go to Dr. Revere in Colorado. Dr. Revere, thank you for being on the program tonight.
This is Paul.
Paul.
Anyway, I would like to thank you, Jack.
Okay.
I would like to thank the Lord for the lassies and the laddies that work for Republic and make this possible.
Yeah.
I don't have much time. I've got to light my lamp, find my tricorn, saddle a horse,
yes,
and get on the road.
All right, brother. That's right.
I hope to hear from some compatriots, because I can't cover all 50 states, but
uh-huh,
if 50 Pauls would come forward,
uh-huh,
we would have a good team, Jack. So
we
I'll
sure
leave you
would
with that, and to the yeah next caller, thank you, and happy holidays.
Lord bless you, Paul Revere. Yes, we need you, brother, on that horse and going to sound the alarm, because remember, God said that if we are not watchmen on the wall, if we don't sound the cry, any of our relatives, any of our friends, any of our neighbors that fall and fall in bloodshed, their blood will be on our hands. That's exactly what the Holy Word says. So, Paul Revere, you're going out. You're going to be the watchman on the wall. You're going to awaken the people, and those people's blood will not be on your hands, brother. So that's what we're all commanded by the Holy Scripture. So thank you. Let's go to Dean in Florida real quick. Dean, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Same here. Good to hear you. And I just want to say, may the Lord bless you and your wife there.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's kind of a tough deal, but we're going to make it. She's a tough gal, and the Lord is truly blessing her.
We're definitely all praying for you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, it's kind of, I'm going to try to put this as succinctly as possible.
Uh-huh.
There's contradictions going on with what's actually happening with the police, let's say, for instance, in Miami, and our elected leaders such as Ron Paul, and with what you say at night, you're a godsend to us. But if, in one hand, you're saying, you know, these guys are good in one sense. In the other hand, you're saying when it comes time to step up to the plate, they're not playing ball. In other words, they're contrary to what we need them to be. And I simply submit to you, because I know you want things to be a certain way in your heart, but in reality, they're not the way you want them to be. A lot of these elected leaders and police are part of the problem reaction solution situation. We have got to understand, and I'm not trying to be negative, but it's got to go to ultimately a percentage of violence. And we need to have our people understand that they need to be armed. And I know you're doing that in a sense, and I don't want you to get yourself in trouble, but you have to do it. I'm hoping that you'll do it in such a way that people know that they have to take up arms. Not to go against en masse, but simply as far as protection, because what it comes down to, Jack, the police that are going to be searching people when they come out of banks in Miami, those are not our friends. It's not the way that you want it to be in your heart. Ron Paul is not on our side, because when it came time for him to put up or shut up, he had to shut up because of the fact that he knows where his bed is buttered. And I'm simply saying that we need to face reality, because it's not a schoolyard bully we're dealing with and, you know, we're just going to have to fight and get beat up. This is life or death. And while you're a godsend, you have to go that extra step and make the hint, because I know you can't come out and say it, I don't want you getting in trouble, make the hint that it's going to come to blood in a certain percentage. There's no way around that, and if we think that it is, we're delusional. We need to throw off the people who won't hear us and accept the truth and face reality.
Well, Dean, you make some very valid points. It's just that we at our two police and military associations here still have hope. And
yeah,
although we deal with reality every day, one thing for sure about police and military, we know about reality, brother. We've been in the blood and in the streets, our own blood leaking out into the streets. And I'll tell you, we deal, Dean, with reality, and so we know very well that the founding fathers said it correct. like when Thomas Jefferson said, he mentioned right there that the reason the Second Amendment was put in the Constitution is so that people don't forget that they must keep and bear arms as a last resort to protect themselves from tyranny in their own government. And, of course, this is exactly the reality of the situation. We may lose,
exactly.
Dean, we may lose our nonviolent redress of our grievances, although we, according to Holy Scripture, we are bound to continue to fight nonviolently as long as we can before picking up arms. And that's right in a wonderful book put out by Pastor John Weaver. He wrote a wonderful book called The Christian and Civil Government, showing right from the Holy Scriptures that the right to keep and bear arms against God's enemies is a right that we must keep. So, Dean, we appreciate you calling in, and thank you for those good words, and hope you'll call back again. Okay, brother? All right. Now, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to have a couple minutes left. We're going to go to Barney in Maryland, and maybe somebody else if somebody calls in, but we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And just another word to Dean out there. Dean, I do think you're wrong about Congressman Ron Paul. We watched this man and communicated with him for over 20 years, and he's on our side. He is on our side. He's becoming more bold because he's realizing that the time is critical now, which is true with a lot of us. We've become more bold because we see the train coming down the track at us, and we've either got to run off the track or we've got to deal with the situation. And And so I think that's what's going on with Congressman Ron Paul, and also more people supporting him today than ever before. But let's go now to Barney in Maryland. Barney, we have two other people on the line would like to get on, but do you have something to say to us?
Yeah,
I appreciate
Judge,
you being on with us.
Yeah, the One Worlders have openly stated that they plan on eliminating a large percentage of the world's population.
They do. That's true.
So that makes them fair game. And once the crisis starts and we eliminate the One Worlders, the main part of the crisis will be over.
Well, if that's where it comes down to, a bloody street war, brother, we're going to deal with it. We've got to deal with it. But like I say, we are winning right now in many, many arenas with our nonviolent redress because more people are getting involved with us and speaking out. So the tide is turning against these internationalists. And so our biggest problem, though, Barney, is all Bush has to do is set off another huge terrorist attack in America to get a 90% support base here in the United States once again from his 36% right now. But that's where prayer comes in, Barney. We have to pray the Lord doesn't allow him to carry that off, okay?
Yeah, well, the idea is that once we're invaded, we don't have a heck of a lot of choice left.
That's right. You got that right.
Well, once the crisis starts, the radios will be out because they're too easy to pinpoint. So we'll need some emergency means of communication.
Very good point, yes.
And the country will be devastated, so everybody has to be sure they're prepared because we don't want to react like FEMA did.
Amen. Good, Barney.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Hope you call back again. Let's go to Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah.
On Congressman Ron Paul, have you ever asked him about the chemtrails?
No, I never have. I don't know if he's ever said anything about it or not.
His office almost claims they don't exist and we're all a bunch of nuts.
Oh, they do.
That scares me. Yeah, I've been a fan of Ron Paul for a long time, but chemtrails have been around since 1995 that I know of.
Uh-huh.
And I've been asking them for 3 years anyway, and I asked last week, and she was a little more receptive, but they still don't exist.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do about it.
What it amounts to.
I tell you what we need to do about it, Ralph. We all need to call his office and tell his office we know they exist.
Yeah.
We're not a bunch of fools out here.
Well,
he may just change his attitude.
Well, I actually honestly think he's afraid of it, even though he is a very good man. And I don't think he's in it necessarily for the money.
No, he's not.
He doesn't need the money. He's a statesman. However, I think he didn't know about the chemtrail.
Well, I don't know.
When he got in, and now he's in there, and I think he's afraid. I really do.
Well, I think everybody needs to call his office and tell him that we're not a bunch of fools. We know the difference in contrails and chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, thanks, Ralph. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks. Don, I'm so sorry in Ohio. The program's over. Wish we could have got you on. Hope you'll call back tomorrow, Don, okay? Keep your thought in mind, and we'll deal with it tomorrow. Well, folks, thanks for being here tonight. Praise the Lord. More people are waking up, and some of our leaders are beginning to get their backbone up and take the gloves off and starting to really get in the thick of the battle. Hallelujah. We're winning this thing, folks. We just got to awaken more people. Hope you'll join us in doing just that. Lord bless you, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. StopTheFTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.